Okay, it's Monday, and you know the attitude we have on Mondays. Live the day. Enjoy the day. If we don't have another Monday, we can't get to another Friday. Let's be positive. It is another day of living life. I'm Scoot. I hope you had a great weekend, and glad you're with us on this manic Monday afternoon. A lot to talk about. We've been talking about the disgraceful opening to the Olympics, where they appeared to have a reasonable facsimile of the Last Supper using Greek mythology and drag queens, and it seemed like it was mocking Christianity. And I didn't actually see it. I read the stories about it. I saw pictures, and it seems like it was very disgraceful and totally unnecessary. I mean, why would they do that? You know, I guess they wanted to be shocking, but there are so many ways, so many different ways they could have presented the same idea without even coming close to the Last Supper. So anyway, we're talking about that this afternoon. We're also talking about what Donald Trump really meant when he said, if you vote for me and if I win, you won't have to vote again. And it's interesting how many people are trying to explain what he really meant, because it sounds pretty damn scary. I mean, if what he meant was to be taken literally, what the hell does that mean? You know, that's really scary. So anyway, we're talking about that. And, you know, if you're a conservative or a Republican, I'm giving you a chance to give me your spin. What did he mean when he said, and use these words specifically? Don't say, well, no, this is what he, I mean, you can say this is what he meant, because I don't know what he meant. And Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, said it was just a joke. Well, explain the joke to me, because I don't understand the joke. I mean, there's a reason behind every joke. So what's the joke? You don't have to vote again. It sounds rather ominous, considering some of the imagery that surrounds Donald Trump when it comes to being president forever, or when it comes to not accepting the results of a campaign that he lost. So what do you think he meant when he said, you don't have to vote again if you vote for me and I win? So anyway, we're talking about that as well. I want to take just a moment here on the show to stand up and address this one woman. There is one woman who is trying to hurt me. And we can disagree. That's fine. But one woman is going out of her way to try to hurt me because she disagrees with me. She actually called the show a while back. I think it's the same woman. And apparently she listens every single day. So you know who you are. When she's called the show, she sounds like she's in some state of mentally induced, I don't know, something. It just doesn't seem normal when she calls. And nobody should take this person seriously. Nobody. Because it's just, it's one woman. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's different reasons why people, you know, really dislike you to the point where they want to get back at you. I don't even want to bring that up. But anyway, it's just, there's no reason to ever believe this one woman, because she's just on this ridiculous vendetta. And she's one person. And it's just sad to me. I haven't done anything to hurt anybody. I've never said I hate Donald Trump. I've never spread hate on this show. And if people hate as a result of me having an opinion, then that's on them. By expressing my opinions, I'm just doing what is a very American thing to do. I'm expressing my opinions. That's all I'm doing on this show. It's not my goal to tell you who to vote for. It's not my goal. I don't go as far as Fox News goes. Fox News will tell you who to vote for. They'll tell you who you have to vote for. CNN, MSNBC, they'll tell you who you have to vote for. I don't do that. I express opinions. And sometimes people don't like the messenger because they don't like the message. I don't make up the messages. I don't make up stuff and talk about it on the show. Every day I talk about the top issues. I talk about things that are going on. Donald Trump puts himself in the news every day. We talk about that. He is the Republican nominee. If I didn't talk about Donald Trump, people would complain about that. I also know that in this business that I'm in, I can't make everybody happy. And I'm not trying to make everybody happy. But by the standards by which radio is judged, this show is highly successful. Very successful. And it's because of all of you listening. And the people who agree with this show are plentiful. The people who love for there to be an alternative. The number's huge. But then there are people who don't agree with me, who listen also, who tune in because it's fun for them to listen to another opinion, another point of view. And talk radio across this country is dominated by conservative talk. This show provides an alternative. Strong businesses, successful businesses, always look for an alternative to what's being offered. And this is an alternative. And I've explained this before, but I feel the need to bring this up again. Because when I look at some of the things on my Facebook page, which is Scoot on the Air, I see some of the texts that come in. What we have lost in this country is the ability to respect each other's opinions. And I talked about this the other day. But I'm just reminded again at how difficult it is to convince people to be respectful of other people's opinions. I wrote a blog. It's still getting hits on my website, still getting comments on my Facebook page about personalized politics and about how personalized politics has become. And if you express an opinion about a candidate that somebody supports, it's like you're attacking their family. It's like you're attacking them. Not the candidate, you're attacking the very core of who they are. And when I talk about politics and I talk about my opinions, that's not my goal. I'm not trying to attack individuals. And I'm amazed at the people who give me credit for spreading hate that led to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. That's nothing more than people looking for somebody to blame. They want to manifest their hate and anger. And it's ridiculous. This is nothing more than a show that expresses opinions. And I would think that we can get to the point where we don't have to agree, but we can at least respect each other's opinions. And if we can't, that's a very sad day for this country. I appreciate those of you who listen who don't agree with me. I appreciate you. And I love those of you who agree with me. I love those of you who support this show and see this show as an alternative to the other shows that have it covered. I mean, they are just one way alone. And I'll make this point again. I am more conservative than I am liberal. But in this country today, with the political temperature the way it is, I can be for lower taxes, smaller government, welfare reform, personal accountability, a successful, powerful military. I can be for all five of those things. But if I support same-sex marriage, oh, you're some kind of liberal lunatic. Really? Out of five things, one thing I might be liberal on. And by the way, I don't think I'm liberal on that issue. As I've said many times, I think I'm conservative on that issue because conservative ideology, true conservatives say the government should not be involved in your life. And the government should not tell two people who they can and cannot marry. The government should not tell people what clothes they should wear. That's up to the individual. And that comes from true conservative ideology. So when I speak those truths and people get upset, it's not my fault for speaking those truths. It's just so different because a lot of people are funneled into this this echo chamber of conservative ideology, from websites to shows to everything. And all they hear is this one point of view. So if I bring up something that's different, the assumption is, well, you just made that up. No, I don't make stuff up. I just talk about what I see as the truth and facts. I get things wrong sometimes because I'm human. But if I make a mistake, I correct it right away. And it's just fascinating that people think that one set of truths is the only truth that exists. And so when they hear something from me, they think I made it up because they didn't hear it in their conservative echo chamber. The cul-de-sac of conservative ideology, as I call it. But just because you haven't heard it from these other conservative media outlets doesn't mean it's not true. And based on the same principles that you support conservative media, why would you not support that I have an equal right to express my opinions? All right, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, I'll get to your calls immediately. And we've got some more conversations to get into this afternoon. So just stay with us. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, Ian Hoke is our assistant program director and brand manager for the station. And Ian is off doing business for the station. He's in the building, but he's off doing business for the station today. God bless him. It's paperwork stuff and things like that. Anyway, he's off doing that. Coleman's with me, so we'll get to some of your text messages as well. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1978, during the disco era, this was the number one soundtrack, it was the number one album in the country. It was the Grease soundtrack. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to feature all bumper music is going to be from the Grease soundtrack. It's a good, fun soundtrack. Great for summertime, so we'll feature that in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the Air. Thank you for being with us, and we'll be back on WWL. Well, some people apparently are changing their minds. We talked late last week about the number of undecided voters is now increasing, and there's some new polling out. We've got some more to get to later, but here's some of the new polling. A New York Times Siena College poll shows that Donald Trump is up one over Harris. The Wall Street Journal poll has Trump up 2. The CNN poll has Trump up 3. But in all of these polls, Trump was up by 6 points in all 3 polls after the debate. So Trump still leads, but it's by 1, by 2, and by 3. He was leading by 6. So the race is tightening up, and apparently the race is tightening up in some key states. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're about to get to your calls. Former President Donald Trump says that he will have a chat with the FBI about the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania.
The FBI says Donald Trump has agreed to be interviewed in the probe of the attempt on his life earlier this month.
We want to get his perspective on what he observes.
Kevin Rojak, who leads the FBI's Pittsburgh field office, says that's standard protocol for any victim of a federal crime. He tells reporters the FBI is getting a fuller picture of gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks, revealing him as smart but reclusive with few friends. Last week, the Bureau said one of his online searches was how far away was Oswald from Kennedy, referring to the 1963 JFK assassination.
He also made searches related to power plants, mass shooting events, information on improvised explosive devices, and the attempted assassination of the Slovakian Prime Minister earlier this year.
Rojak says the FBI still does not have a motive for the shooting. Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, it's 3 months to the finish of the presidential election. 3 months. That seems amazing, doesn't it? And suddenly, the whole campaign has been transformed.
It's 99 days before Election Day with a fundamentally new presidential race taking shape.
What kind of country do we want to live in?
Vice President Kamala Harris has been smashing campaign fundraising records and pervading social media since stepping in for Joe Biden last Sunday. Harris gave a virtual address to a summit for young activists in Atlanta, Voters for Tomorrow.
We know young voters will be key, and we know your vote cannot be taken for granted.
Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas describes the level of excitement among Democrats, saying this is potentially Obama on steroids.
She's terrible. She's worse than he is.
Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, at a rally in St. Cloud this weekend, has abandoned the magnanimous tone he sought to project in the days after the assassination attempt.
No, I haven't changed. Maybe I've gotten worse, actually, because I get angry at the incompetence that I witness every single day.
Republicans who had been predicting a landslide remain optimistic, but are working on new angles of attack to see what sticks against Harris. I'm Jennifer King.
And Kamala Harris and Democrats are now continuing to talk about J.D. Vance and the couch. I think that has now been disproven. Is that the latest? We kind of went back and forth on this last week, but it seems like this is misinformation and didn't really happen. And Kamala Harris and the Democrats are being called out on that. So the election is still months away and anything can happen. But there's no doubt about which campaign has gained momentum.
The Democratic presidential campaign says Kamala Harris is closing the polling gap with Donald Trump and raising big money from donors. Just 1 week in, and Kamala Harris's presidential election campaign says she raised $200 million. Key supporter, Maryland Governor Wes Moore on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
The more people get to know the vice president, the more people are excited about her vision for the future.
He was asked about Republicans hammering Harris on immigration, which she was supposed to be fixing as vice president.
Actually worked with both Democrats and Republicans to get a deal done.
But the deal was scuttled after Donald Trump pressured Republicans to vote it down. Campaigning in Minnesota, Trump said of Harris,
"She has no clue. She's evil."
Republicans predict the buzz over Kamala Harris will soon dissipate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the Democrats are saying Republicans are weird. Have you noticed that? That's the new talking point. That's the new way to describe Donald Trump and the Republicans and J.D. Vance as well. They're weird. I mean, is that strong enough? Is that gonna work? Iowa is now the latest state to enforce a strict abortion ban policy that will have an impact on the ballot box in November.
Iowa is set to join more than a dozen other states where abortion access has been sharply curbed since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. The law banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy takes effect in Iowa 8 a.m. today. The state's abortion providers have been fighting but still preparing for the law, shoring up access in neighboring states and learning from others where bans went into effect more swiftly. A Planned Parenthood official in the region says clinics are ready to follow the law, but it will still be devastating for Iowa residents. I'm Julie Walker.
All right, let's get to some of your calls, and I apologize for keeping some of you on hold. Let's go to Natlin. Natlin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Is that me?
Yes, it is.
Would that be me? Hi. Hi, Scoot.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being such a wonderful moderator and mediator, along with the arbitration that you do right there on the air.
Thank you.
That real-time radio broadcast. Thank you. You do a really good job. Yes.
I appreciate that.
And you do allow the opinion. And, you know, that's sort of like a real pet peeve I have. Why do we put opinions on everything? Way too many opinions. Not enough truth, right?
Amen.
Not enough real truth,
yep.
Right? And where is the truth? It's like, what color is the truth? The truth should be only one color.
Yeah, I agree. We can't seem to agree on anything. And it's not that we disagree. It's that you hate the person that disagrees with you. You hate the person for having the opinion.
Yeah.
And that's something that's kind of new in America. It didn't used to be this way.
Yeah, we're really spinning. I call it spinning out of control. You know, it's like we go around and round and round, and we get back to the same place. And what are we doing? What are we doing here, right?
Well, you know, every afternoon I'm going to always try to do the best I can to sort through all of this with common sense and to, you know, we're gonna talk about the truth, even if it's uncomfortable for some people on either side.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate what we are looking at, Scoot. I'm not an influencer. I'm not a spacey. I'm not a facey. In a way, it kind of works against me, I think. And yeah, I feel like it's because of this moment in time. where we find ourselves at odds. And we really don't have that middle where, you know, left is right, right is left, where is the center? Here, Scoot, you take this. You're the moderator. You're the mediator. Months ago, almost to a year ago, my influence, my opinion making, I was attempting to project into real tongue and broadcast. Please, let's primary Joe Biden and Kamala Harris months ago. Please, please, somebody bring that up for debate.
All right.
Prime him.
Madeline, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're with us, and thanks for the kind words. Let's go to Algiers. Ann, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, you're probably not going to welcome my call, but I always listen to your morning programs, which are excellent and very informative.
Thank you.
But they cannot tell me what has happened to the recycling program in Algiers. It just disappeared about 3 months ago. And now I've called every number I can possibly think of, and no one can answer the question. I was just thinking maybe you might know somebody.
Well, Ann, I don't know. I would say that it has something to do with a contract. And you know how, you know, with the city does not have a good reputation for negotiating contracts with people. And it seems like so many of these contracts are so self-centered that, you know, maybe the best deal isn't the deal that that works out. But I'm sorry I can't help you, but I haven't heard anything about that. But I would say that it's dealing with the city and contracts. And I hope you learn something new about that, Ann. But thank you for your nice words about WWL. Let's go to Jeff in New Orleans. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to tell you I am one of those full-time listeners who doesn't quite agree with you all the time, but
appreciate
can't stay married to the other side either.
Well,
yeah,
thanks.
No doubt. So my take on the Donald Trump statement, I had to go back and listen to the whole thing. My daughter, she called me. She was all terror. What did Donald Trump mean when he said that?
And hey, listen, you know what? The best part about that is, like, you and your daughter are talking about politics, and she's coming to you for an answer. Dad, what does he mean by this? I think that's cool.
And the first thing I said was, I don't know. I said, I've seen it all over the Apple News thread. I got to go back and listen to it. And when I listen to it, you know, I am a Donald Trump voter. I am a fan. To me, I understand what he's saying. It was, hey, you vote for me this time. We're going to make the economy so good, the border so safe, gas prices so low, and we're going to be so strong across the world that nobody in the right mind would ever vote Democrat again. Now, he didn't say that, but that's the way I took it. And I get it, right? You hear it, and it does sound like, oh, boy. If you've already got a preconceived notion that the guy's going to be a dictator, and you've gobbled up all the information you see on the Apple News or the Yahoo, sure, I get why you would think something completely different.
Yeah.
Personally, that's not how I took it.
Well, Jeff, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I mean, I hope that's what he meant, because if he meant what I thought he originally meant was that, you know, I'm the last and only president, and from now on, I will be appointing the future presidents, and there's not going to be any more elections. The implication is that America will not have any elections if Trump wins. I don't believe that's true. I don't think our democracy is going to collapse that quickly. You got a couple of Coleman. Got a couple of text messages. Let's do a couple of I can even help you out with some of these.
Yeah, this one is from James and Harvey, and he says, you know, about that woman that you were talking about, I'm a longtime listener, and I haven't heard Mayor Cantrell call in years.
Haven't heard Mayor Cantrell call?
Yeah, he hasn't heard Mayor Cantrell call your show in years, so she's still bothering you.
Well, she's not, I mean, she's bothering me?
No, James was trying to make a joke saying the woman that was bothering you earlier, the one that you referenced.
Oh, it's Mayor Cantrell. Okay, I get it now. I get it. I was in serious mode. I didn't get the joke. Yeah, no, it's not Mayor Cantrell. It's not Mayor Cantrell. But just really, really sad. Yeah, Ian's doing some business today, so Coleman and I are doing the show today. All right, Coleman, let's do another one.
All right, this one says, you project all of your faults on the opposition, just like your Marxist leaders have taught you to do.
I don't have Marxist leaders. I don't have leaders, and I don't know what you mean. I project my faults. I accept responsibility for my faults, and I have many. But I don't feel like I project them on anybody else. All right, let's do another one.
Trump said what he meant. Where is this so-called interpretation?
Well, why does there need to be an interpretation? Why so often does somebody have to interpret what Trump says? I mean, I thought we were supposed to believe what he says. Because a lot of people will say, listen to Trump. He says what he means. And he means it and he's going to do it. What he says he's going to do. So I'm simply asking today, after he said this to a group of Christians at a conference over the weekend, what does exactly Trump mean when he says, quote, if you vote for me and I win, you won't have to vote again? I mean, that's a pretty direct statement. There's no this or that about it. It's you won't have to vote again. Is that a dream of his? Does he know something about Project 2025 that some of us are speculating on, but we don't really know? If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. If you're on hold, hang on. More of your calls and more of your texts are coming up. So Donald Trump says that he is not in favor of a national abortion ban, but it seems like he would support that. You know, sometimes not just Donald Trump, but any candidate, you have to pay attention to what they don't say. And I still love this idea of, yeah, leave it up to the states. Yeah, we're going to leave it up to the states. But there are people like our governor, Jeff Landry, who want to track women who go from Louisiana to a state where abortion is legal and get an abortion. If it's okay to have an abortion in another state, why would you track them? And if it's all about saving the life of the baby, why is it okay for some states to say you can, and this I'm using the radical pro-life language, why is it okay to kill a baby in some states but not in other states? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Look, we're very, very divided, and, you know, I just don't see things getting any better anytime soon. I don't know that they're going to get better after the election, because there is going to be deep, deep bitterness in this country. There's going to be deep bitterness in this country after the election. If Kamala Harris is the nominee and if she wins, people who support Donald Trump are going to be pissed. They're going to be angry. They're going to be hateful. They're going to look for anybody to target as a way of manifesting their hate. Not everybody, but a lot. If Trump wins, there are going to be progressives and left-wing radicals who are going to effing freak out. So let's just get used to it. And we're going to do the best we can on this show in the afternoon to just be as sensible as we can. And look, sometimes I'm going to get passionate. I'm human. Sometimes I'm going to get very passionate, and we'll talk about politics. And it's okay for politics to be passionate. It's okay to get passionate about politics, but just the idea that there's so much hate directed at an individual because that individual has a certain opinion that is different from yours. That's the problem that needs to change. Here's a text that says, Scoot, please explain how any president can stop elections in Louisiana or any state. Think hard about that and explain it to the audience. Thanks, Tommy. Well, Tommy, I can't explain that. I don't think a president can do that. But there are things in Project 2025 that, if Trump is elected, are going to totally reform government. And I'm not an expert on that. I've read a little bit about it. I've gone over some of the things that I think are scary. And we'll be talking more about that. But Project 2025 has some things in it that are going to transform the American government and make it a conservative government driven by Christian nationalism. So based on some of the transformation, based on taking over certain agencies, like taking over the Department of Justice, the Department of Justice is supposed to be essentially bipartisan. The Department of Justice is supposed to represent justice in America, regardless of who the president is. And so to take over the Department of Justice, to take over certain departments, you know, I'm not sure where all of that's going to lead. Here's a text that says, Sounds like when Biden said, if you get the vaccine, you will not get COVID, he didn't know that as the truth, but he still said it anyway. Yeah, I don't remember Biden saying that. I really don't. I don't remember that Biden said, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID, because when we were talking about COVID on this show, all I remember is saying, you might cut your chances of getting COVID, but the vaccine is not going to prevent you from getting COVID. All right, let's go to...
Scoot, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard the sound by Joe Biden did say when he was trying to get everybody to take the vaccine, he did say, I'll find it if we could get approval of it. But he did say, if you get the vaccine, you won't catch COVID. I can attest that happened.
Well, that was a mistake. And I'll recognize that as a mistake, too. And Joe Biden shouldn't have said that. And... you know, that was a crazy time, and I didn't hear absolutely everything and would have commented on that at the time. But Joe Biden made a mistake when he said that. So did Donald Trump make a mistake in saying that if he wins, you don't have to vote again? Let's go to, is this Richard? Oh, this is Richard. Richard, I don't want to talk to you. I mean, Richard, should I even talk to you? I mean, you've been such a jerk to me on the air. Should I even talk to you, Richard? Richard? Put him on the air. Should I even talk to you, Richard? Why should I talk? You wouldn't talk to me.
Me and you've been buddies since...
Why should I even talk to you?
We had our disagreements.
Why should I even talk to you?
I had our disagreements.
No, but you have been ugly. No. Forget about disagreements. You've been just downright ugly to me, and that's not fair.
Then tell me how I was ugly to you. Let's make sure we...
No, I'm not going to waste the audience's time with this personal BS.
What do you mean? Okay, well...
Make a comment. I'm letting you make a comment.
About Donald Trump.
Make a comment.
Making a statement about... him saying, Christians, just vote this time. I love you. I'm not a Christian. I want you to listen to the whole thing. He also said, I'm not a Christian. I love you. I'm not a Christian.
Donald Trump didn't say he wasn't a Christian.
I want you to listen to what he said about what we're talking about. In the statement that he said, Christians, I love you. I'm not a Christian. You need to vote.
I don't have it in front of me, but I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to look for it.
But this is the thing. Low information people breeds misinformation people, which also breeds disinformation people. You got to watch who you give your ears and your eyes to. Otherwise, you're going to fall for the flim-flam, the bamboozle, the hoodwink, the okey-doke.
Okay, Richard.
Poker's alakazam.
All right, Richard. Glad you called.
Looking for something that's not there magical.
All right, I'm glad you got in. Yeah, Richard was just like, he's just a jerk. He was a jerk on Friday. You'd be a jerk? Why would I even let you on the show? But I'll let you on, dude. Look, I've got what Trump said somewhere. I'll find it during the news, and I'll talk about it in the next hour. But I've got what he said to the Christian group. And we'll talk about that. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. There's a blog that's posted on our website, WWL.com. Vote for Trump and never vote again. Vote for Trump and never vote again. That's the blog. It's on our website, WWL.com. Check it out there. You can also comment on it. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Go to SOTA Facebook and comment on it there. Vote for Trump and never vote again. I will share some of your comments on the air in the next hour, and that's from the Facebook page. I'm Scoot. Any chance of this happening in America anytime soon? All right, I'm Scoot, and we're coming back on this Manic Monday on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2015, the Eagles played their last concert with Glenn Frey. The show happened in Bossier City, Louisiana. It was the final date that they performed with Glenn Frey. 27 songs, 2 encores, closing with Desperado. And founding member Glenn Frey died 6 months later. The band continues with his son, Deacon. And they're still putting on an incredible, incredible show. I'm Scoot on the Air. J.D. Vance has now received his Secret Service code name. Why did they let this out? I would think this would be something that would be secret. It's Bobcat. I would have thought something like, you know, couch. We've got the couch coming out. The couch is coming out. Watch the couch. Watch for the couch. Watch the couch.
One of our texters says his code name should be Eminem for misogynistic and moron.
You know, I tell you, there are some people who... really think that of J.D. Vance. He is he's, I would consider, a right-wing radical. And I think it is so wrong for him to say that Americans that do not have children have less of a voice, less of a stake in America than those with children. I think that is just fundamentally wrong. I understand the point that he's trying to make, but I don't think that's fair. And now he's saying that it's being exaggerated. Hey, JD, dude, we all went back. We heard you say it. We've read quotes of what you said, exactly what you said. And I don't think anybody's exaggerating this at all. It sounds like you were pretty clear that Christians that are not Christians, but Republicans or anybody that has kids deserves more of a say-so in American government than those who don't have children. That's fundamentally wrong. We'll be back. Look, we're very, very divided. And, you know, I just don't see things getting any better anytime soon. I don't know that they're going to get better after the election, because there is going to be deep, deep bitterness in this country. There's going to be deep bitterness in this country after the election. If Kamala Harris is the nominee and if she wins, people who support Donald Trump are going to be pissed. They're going to be angry. They're going to be hateful. They're going to look for anybody to target as a way of manifesting their hate. Not everybody, but a lot. If Trump wins, there are going to be progressives and left-wing radicals who are going to effing freak out. So let's just get used to it. And we're going to do the best we can on this show in the afternoon to just be as sensible as we can. And look, sometimes I'm going to get passionate. I'm human. Sometimes I'm going to get very passionate. And we'll talk about politics. And it's okay for politics to be passionate. It's okay to get passionate about politics. But just the idea that there's so much hate directed at an individual because that individual has a certain opinion that is different from yours, that's the problem that needs to change. Here's a text that says, Scoot, please explain how any president can stop elections in Louisiana or any state. Think hard about that and explain it to the audience. Thanks, Tommy. Well, Tommy, I can't explain that. I don't think a president can do that. But there are things in Project 2025 that, if Trump is elected, are going to totally reform government. And I'm not an expert on that. I've read a little bit about it. I've gone over some of the things that I think are scary. And we'll be talking more about that. But Project 2025 has some things in it that are going to transform the American government and make it a conservative government driven by Christian nationalism. So based on some of the transformation, based on taking over certain agencies, like taking over the Department of Justice, the Department of Justice is supposed to be essentially bipartisan. The Department of Justice is supposed to represent justice in America, regardless of who the president is. And so to take over the Department of Justice, to take over certain departments, you know, I'm not sure where all of that's going to lead. Here's a text that says, sounds like when Biden said, if you get the vaccine, you will not get COVID. He didn't know that as the truth, but he still said it anyway. Yeah, I don't remember Biden saying that. I really don't. I don't remember that Biden said, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Because when we were talking about COVID on this show, all I remember is saying, you might cut your chances of getting COVID, but the vaccine is not going to prevent you from getting COVID. All right, let's go to...
Scoot, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard the sound by Joe Biden did say when he was trying to get everybody to take the vaccine, he did say, I'll find it if we could get approval of it. But he did say, if you get the vaccine, you won't catch COVID. I can attest that happened.
Well, that was a mistake. And I'll recognize that as a mistake, too. And Joe Biden shouldn't have said that. And... you know, that was a crazy time, and I didn't hear absolutely everything and would have commented on that at the time. But Joe Biden made a mistake when he said that. So did Donald Trump make a mistake in saying that if he wins, you don't have to vote again? Let's go to, is this Richard? Oh, this is Richard. Richard, I don't want to talk to you. I mean, Richard, should I even talk to you? I mean, you've been such a jerk to me on the air. Should I even talk to you, Richard? Put him on the air. Should I even talk to you, Rashard? Why should I talk? You wouldn't talk to me.
Me and you have been buddies since.
Why should I even talk to you?
We had our disagreements.
Why should I even talk to you?
I had our disagreements.
No, but you have been ugly. No. Forget about disagreements. You've been just downright ugly to me, and that's not fair.
Then tell me how I was ugly to you. Let's make sure we.
No, I'm not gonna waste the audience's time with this personal BS. So
what
just,
you mean?
Just
okay, well,
make a comment.
Well,
make a comment.
Say, well,
I'm letting you make a comment
about Donald Trump.
Make a comment.
Making statement about him saying Christians just vote this time. I love you. I'm not a Christian. I want you to read the whole, listen to the whole thing. He also said, "I'm not a Christian. I love you. I'm not a Christian."
Donald Trump didn't say he wasn't a Christian.
I want you to listen to what he said about what we're talking about. In the statement that he said, Christians, I love you. I'm not a Christian. You need to vote.
I don't have it in front of me, but I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to look for it.
But this is the thing. Low information people, breeds misinformation people, which also breeds disinformation people. You got to watch who you give your ears and your eyes to. Otherwise, you're going to fall for the flim-flam, the bamboozle, the hoodwink, the okey-doke.
Okay, Rashard.
Poker's alakazam.
All right, Rashard. Glad you called.
Looking for something that's not there magical.
All right, I'm glad you got in. Yeah, Rashard was just like, he's just a jerk. He was a jerk on Friday. You'd be a jerk? Why would I even let you on the show? But I'll let you on, dude. Look, I've got what Trump said somewhere. I'll find it during the news, and I'll talk about it in the next hour. But I've got what he said to the Christian group, and we'll talk about that. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. There's a blog that's posted on our website, WWL.com. Vote for Trump and never vote again. Vote for Trump and never vote again. That's the blog. It's on our website, WWL.com. Check it out there. You can also comment on it. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Go to SOTA Facebook and comment on it there. Vote for Trump and never vote again. I will share some of your comments on the air in the next hour, and that's from the Facebook page. I'm Scoot. Any chance of this happening in America anytime soon? All right, I'm Scoot, and we're coming back on this Manic Monday on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2015, the Eagles played their last concert with Glenn Frey. The show happened in Bossier City, Louisiana. It was the final date that they performed with Glenn Frey. 27 songs, 2 encores, closing with Desperado. And founding member Glenn Frey died 6 months later. The band continues with his son, Deacon. And they're still putting on an incredible, incredible show. I'm Scoot on the Air. J.D. Vance has now received his Secret Service code name. Why did they let this out? I would think this would be something that would be secret. It's Bobcat. I would have thought something like, you know, couch. We've got the couch coming out. The couch is coming out. Watch the couch. Watch the couch.
One of our texters says his code name should be Eminem for misogynistic and moron.
You know, I tell you, there are some people who really think that of J.D. Vance. He's, I would consider, a right-wing radical, and I think it is so wrong for him to say that Americans that do not have children have less of a voice, less of a stake in America than those with children. I think that is just fundamentally wrong. I understand the point that he's trying to make, but I don't think that's fair. And now he's saying that it's being exaggerated. Hey, JD, dude, we all went back. We heard you say it. We've read quotes of what you said, exactly what you said. And I don't think anybody's exaggerating this at all. It sounds like you were pretty clear that Christians that are not Christians, but Republicans or anybody that has kids deserves more of a say-so in American government than those who don't have children. That's fundamentally wrong. We'll be back.